in world history. On the 14th of August, it was the last day that the British flag flew over British India. And as the midnight hour approached, the British flag came down. And after midnight, the flag of the new, independent India was raised. So much was symbolized in that little act. That little, simple ceremony had so much significance to it. And so, India had a new master, a new identity, new laws, and a new destiny. And it was all summed up in that simple little act. And here we are today. We're going to see four amazing, beautiful people do a very simple little act that has real amazing significance if you're a Christian. It speaks of two realities, two truths we believe as Christians. It speaks of the work of Jesus Christ and the work of the Holy Spirit. I'm going to talk about both of them just for a few minutes in turn. So one, the work of Jesus Christ. He said in John 3:16, God so loved the world that he gave his only son so that whoever believes in him would not perish but have eternal life. God, the all-holy, all-righteous and all-just, gracious, merciful, kind God of the Bible, gave the world a saviour, and his name is Jesus. Now, why did he do that? It's because you and I have broke God's law that he wrote on our hearts. You know, we don't keep God's standards. We don't even keep our own standards, do we? How many New Year's resolutions have you kept? You stop making them when you're about 17, don't you? Because you think, oh, what's the point? We don't even keep our own standards. We let ourselves down. We let our families down. And I believe we let God down. And God separates himself from us, but he didn't leave us. He gave us Jesus Christ, who is truly God and truly human. And in his life, he became obedient. He kept God's law, the law we couldn't keep. He was obedient all through his life with a pure heart, all the way to the cross. The most horrible form of capital punishment the human mind's ever come up with. And while he was on the cross, all your sins, the bad things you've done, the good things you should have done that you didn't do, and my sins were placed on him. And so he took the blame and bore the wrath. And so if you're a Christian today, you've taken hold of Jesus by faith, and so you are now completely forgiven by God, completely pure, completely righteous, and he rejoices over you as he does his son, Jesus Christ. That's the work of Jesus Christ. And so we're cleansed. And water speaks of cleansing. And as the body's cleansed by water, so our souls have been washed by the blood of Christ. And we're clothed in his righteousness. He's put a crown of love and mercy on our head. And he rejoices over you with singing today. That's not the only work. The work of the Holy Spirit. In John's Gospel again, the Lord Jesus said, unless someone's born again, or born anew, or born from above, they can't see the kingdom of heaven. And Paul puts it like this. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation, or new creature, yes. King James Version says creature, doesn't it? A new creature. The old's passed away. Behold, the new has come. You have a new master, a new identity, new laws, and a new destiny. You love things that you thought were weird, and things that you used to love, not so much anymore. The Christian has new desires. The Christian wants to please God. The Christian wants to love their neighbor, to do good in the world as much as they can, and to live a life that's pleasing to God and to walk like Jesus Christ. That's what the work of the Holy Spirit is in all Christians. And so Paul says we're buried with Christ in baptism and we walk in newness of life. So if you're a professing Christian today, if you smiled when I talked about being forgiven and being cleansed, is all that real to you? Does your heart melt when you sin? And do you look to God for forgiveness? Do you see him as ultimately beautiful and glorious and splendid? Do you delight in the church, his bride, the bride of Christ? All these are serious questions. Don't put them off. Don't put them off. And so I just want to speak a little word to our baptism candidates. This is one of my favorite promises of Jesus. And he says this: those who accept my commands and obey them are the ones who love me. And because they love me, my Father will love them, and I will love them and reveal myself to them. If you're a Christian, God has revealed Christ to you. But this isn't just knowing Christ, it's getting to know intimately. So I think that's the greatest motivation to live a holy Christian life, is that we get to know Christ more and more. That's it. He's revealed himself in all his treasures, all his glory, all his majesty, his love and his friendship. He's revealed and he wants to give it to you all. And so, if you're here today and you're not a Christian, or if you think you're a Christian and something I've said is touching you, you think, yeah, that thing he's talking about, I don't know what that is. We invite you to come to know Jesus today. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He'll never cast anyone away. Whatever the church does, he's compassionate and gracious and merciful. We are not like that here at SBC. Everyone's welcome, because everyone's welcome with Jesus Christ. So that's what we're doing today. That's what we're celebrating. And come to know him. And if you are a Christian, press on. Get to know him more. And we bid you God's blessing. And we'll get on with what we're here to do on this very special occasion. God bless you. Amen. Thank you. Oh, thank you.